Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of. Welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to have you listening today. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heighten your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, every month, if you listen often enough, you know this, we do a show we call Songs and Verses, and typically around a certain theme. Well, today we're talking about legacy, about your life, about what you want folks to say about you when you go. I don't want that to sound morbid. I think it's incredibly important to live with the end in mind. Scripture says that we set our sights on eternity. We set our sights on things we can't see. We live by faith, not by sight. And there will be a day when you pass from this life to the next. So what do you want folks to say about you? What do you want to be known for? I also polled friends on Facebook and said, what would your life song be? If, you know, maybe it's a song you want played at your funeral. What would that be? And I picked some of the most oft requested songs. We'll be playing some of those today. The phone lines are open. You can either call or text or email. Want to hear from you. So maybe you have a life verse. Tell us what that is. Maybe you have a life song. Tell us what that is. Maybe we can pull it up. I'm not sure, but we got a good handful of really good songs to play. And what do you want said of you? How neat would it be, really, to have a recording of you sharing what you want your life to be about, that you could hand the podcast to your loved ones? I just think that'd be a great gift. So I want to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Don't be shy. You can even call anonymously if you prefer. 877-933-2484. You can also email middays@myfaithradio.com. So again, text, call, or email. I want to hear from you. Don't be shy. It always takes that first person to have the courage to give me a call that gets everybody else calling. So will you be that person? Don't leave me sitting here. Otherwise, I'm going to be talking with you the whole hour. 877-933-2484. Well, a few of my verses that I think of when I think about the end in mind. Well, one of them is my life verse, Psalm 116:9. It says, "And so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth." I want to be known for knowing Him. And when I'm gone, I want people to say, "She knew Jesus intimately. She walked with Him purposefully, and she loved her family deeply." That's what I want said of me. Another one that I go back to again and again, and I pray all the time, is from Jude 24:25 are the verses. "Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away, and will bring you with great joy into His glorious presence without single fault. All glory to Him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are His, before all time, in the present, and beyond all time." I love that because He's the one who's able to keep you from falling, to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. You don't keep yourself, He keeps you, and His hold on you is stronger than your hold on Him. And another passage that I absolutely love, just because it really does speak to my life, is from Psalm 40. "I waited patiently for the Lord to help me. He turned to me and He heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire, and He set my feet on solid ground. He steadied me as I walked along. He's given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what He has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord." Thank you, God. So I'm going to play a song, and you may not know Robin Mark. I love the guy. In fact, I have this song and the song I'm going to play at the end that I want at my funeral, just because I love him and I love these songs. But he actually gives kind of a gospel message at the end of this song. We're picking it up halfway through because it's a good 10 minutes long. But I want to hear from you. Give me a call, 877-933-2484. Let's listen in. That's Robin Mark, All for Jesus. Wasn't the one we were looking for. He gives this gospel message at the end. We just grabbed the wrong one. Sorry about that. We are having a little trouble with our phones, but keep trying if you would, please. It sounds like people who are calling, it's going to voicemail. And what am I supposed to do? Sit here and talk with you. So text in if you can, because you're getting a text as well. We'd love to hear from you. And we're working on it right now, 877-933-2484. You can also email. Would love to hear from you. Carrie says, my legacy, she fell into the abyss, but her God raised her up again out of the miry clay and set her feet upon the rock of salvation. And her latter years were so much better than her former. Boy, that's beautiful, Carrie. Can't it be said of all of us, really? He reaches down from on high and he lays hold of us. Thank you so much, Carrie. Appreciate that. And then this dear listener says, blessed be your name. And 10,000 Reasons would be the songs that they would choose for their life songs. Will you pray for us? We're having some technical issues behind the scenes, and the Songs and Verses show doesn't quite work if you can't get calls through. So we're trusting the Lord. It's got good plans for us today. So hang with us. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. This is a Songs and Verses show. We do this once a month when we play songs and talk about scripture, what the Lord is speaking to you. And this one is about legacy, about when it's all been said and done, what do you want said of you? And we're playing some songs. I polled people on Facebook, said, what would be a song that you would want at your funeral? I don't mean that to sound morbid, but really like a life song, one that just speaks to how faithful God has been to you or who he is to you. And what do you want said of you? Now, I got to tell you, having a little bit of trouble with our phones, which is stressing me out a tad, I'm just going to be honest, but you can text in. We're getting work done here trying to find out why the phone calls are not going through. But do text. The phone lines are open for text at this point, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Aaron says this, Amazing Grace is my song. God broke through in me when I was younger, maybe around 10 to 11 years old. Just the thought that his grace sought after me. Thanks, Susie. Don't mind hearing you talk all hour anyway. Well, thank you, bud. I appreciate that. Our listeners are really the best. Would you pray for us, too? Because it feels like there's a number of technical issues going on behind the scenes, but this feels like such an important show. I might have shared this story on the show before, but I remember I worked in fitness for about 15 years in different capacities, but I was managing a fitness department many years ago, had about 30 or so instructors on my staff, and I felt like I was bearing fruit there. I prayed for my instructors and encouraged them in the faith and tried to run a good program. But a manager came in to do some manager training, and I'm sitting there, and he says, finish this statement. Picture yourself at the end of your life, 95 years old, and finish this statement. I wish I would have. And as soon as he said that, I had a light bulb go on in my heart and my mind, and I thought, I wish I would have written a book. And this was in the late 1990s, so it was before the year 2000. And I went home and said, I don't want to have I wish I would have. I want to do this. I want to do what God wants me to do. And you know, that was an income for us, and so we made strategic plan to work our way out of that income. We scraped some grocery money together, and Kev sent me to a writer's conference. And in the year 2000, I published my first book. And I don't want to get to the end and have any I wish I would have. And I don't want you to either. So maybe even think about that. Is if you're getting to thinking about the end of your life, you know, we just live so often beneath our spiritual privilege, beneath the things God's called us to. And the enemy convinces us that we have to settle. And we just don't, because all of the promises are yes and amen. And so often, many of the desires that we shun and dismiss are things God put in our hearts because he wants us to fulfill them, because our call isn't just about us. It's about all the people God wants us to touch. So as you think about the end of the race, what would be your song? What would be your story? This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. What would that be? And we are working on our phones. Just want you to know. But in the meantime, this is another song. I don't think anybody sings this song quite like Danny Gokey. I just pray you can soak it in and let it in. Give me Jesus. Listen in.
In the morning when I rise, morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Oh, give me Jesus. When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
Because he's all I need.
Give me Jesus.
When I come to die, when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. All I need, oh, it's all I need. Won't you give me Jesus? Oh, it's all I need. In the morning when I rise, when I lay,
another song quite like that. Danny Gokey, Give Me Jesus. So we're thinking about the end in mind, and wanting to do so because Scripture tells us to think eternity. What do you want your life to be about? What are your life songs? What do you want said of you when it's all said and done? We're having technical issues with our phone, which, oh my goodness, of all days for that to happen. But we are able to get text through. Would you text me and tell me if there's a life song, even a life verse, or just what you want said of you? That may feel uncomfortable, but you got to think about it. Truly, you want to be known for something, right? Known for knowing Jesus, known for loving your family, for being passionate and purpose. 877-933-2484. Brian says, the verse that's very meaningful to him is 3 John 4. It says, I have no greater joy than to know that my children are walking in the truth. Isn't that the truth? Amen, amen. This dear listener says, Carrie is her name. She says, I agree. Psalm 40, he really did pull me out of the mud and the mire, putting a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. She says the song that is hers is Love Came Down by Brian Johnson. Beautiful song. Love did come down. God met me right here on earth in my deepest despair and drew me out with love. Well, that chokes me right up. So my love song back to him is I am yours. I am forever yours. My cousin sang this song at my wedding, and I got to remind myself that when the days are beautiful and the days are wonderful, I will always remember to praise my God. Just beautiful. And this one says, God impressed on me not that long ago that we only have so much time to love people. Very good. I want to be known as someone who loved people with the love of Christ and that I completely trusted God with every area of my life. That's my life song, in Christ alone, praying for the technical difficulties today. Wow, I love you guys. Thank you, Gail. Really appreciate you all so much. This is Denise from Pelican Rapids. My life verse is Philippians 1:6. It's a promise I have always held on to, not only for myself, but for some of my family members who believe but don't always live it out. Bless you. Bless you. Thank you. My hubby just says, that song, Give Me Jesus, on my most favorite list. Thanks, hon, for that. Wow. And this one says, Susie, this program is incredibly timely. This morning, my devotion time, I was singing to him. I actually took time to write in the back of my Bible the songs I would like sung at my funeral. My God, get the glory. May God get the glory in the day and make people who I have prayed for come to believe in salvation. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. This one, Chris Rice, untitled hymn from my brother-in-law, Rich. Thank you. My family's coming through for me today. And Born Again by Corey Asbury. Wow. We're going to maybe try to pull some of these songs up. They're just fantastic. My producer, Carissa, her song, He Knows My Name by Tommy Walker. I want to see if we can find that one. It's a reminder that God knows my name and has counted each of my days. He knew me intimately before I was formed in my mother's womb. Do you see how important and sacred it is to be thinking with the end in mind? You know, the Bible says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. I believe that's Psalm 90:12. To number our days means to anoint the day, to claim the day. We start to gain wisdom when we know, I don't know about tomorrow, but I have today. I want to live with eternity in mind. I want to love with eternity in mind. I want to love and bless my enemies. I want to forgive those who are not very nice to me. And I want those who know, who are my family, my friends, that I want them to know I love them. And I want to live as one who's spoken for. We're going to pause here and take a break. And you're so gracious with all of these technical issues we're having. It's a songs and verses day, which means it's supposed to be a call-in show. But our caller's not working. Our phones are down, but we're somehow able to get text. So you can text in 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Tell me, do you have a love song? What do you want to be said of you? Maybe you have a life verse. It's your anchor verse. We'll play more songs when we return. You can also email me middays@myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson, and every month we do something we call Songs and Verses, where we take your calls, we open the phone lines, and we usually have a theme. Last month it was spiritual warfare. Today it's about legacy, about the end of your life. And we've been having phone issues. I'm not sure. I think the phones might be working now, so give it a try. If I can talk to you, it would make me so happy. But I so appreciate everybody who's texting so that I'm not, you don't have to listen to me for the whole hour. But we're playing songs, kind of anchor songs. So when it's all said and done, what would be a song, kind of a life song for you? A lot of people said, "Great is thy faithfulness." We'll be playing that in just a moment. But also, what do you want said of you? I think it's so wise to think about that, because you're thinking and living with the end in mind. For sure, text. If you want to give it a try to call, you'd be the first to get through. I'm going to give you a book or two off of our Faith Radio shelf just to say thank you. 877-933-2484. You can also email middays at myfaithradio.com. This dear man, Mike Morosky, I don't know why I can't say that, of Summit Church in Simsbury, Connecticut. He says, "I built my life on the words of this song, 'On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.' Love you, girl. Keep up the great work. Our labor in the Lord is never in vain." Amen. Even when it's not easy, right, Mike? Thank you so much for that text. Appreciate that so much. Thank you. This Mike says, "Listen to you every day. You're like the sister I never had." Love that. "Your understanding of God's word is an inspiration. My verse is, 'Yet who knows whether you have come into this kingdom.' Oh, amen, for such a time as this." That's in Esther. Stay awake, watch and pray. You never know the day or the time. Come on, somebody, in Jesus' name. All right, we're going to play Selah Sings, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." Go ahead, keep the text coming. You're just blessing me beyond measure. What do you want said of you? What's a life song? I think your words will be a testament to somebody. Let's hear from you, and let's listen in.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, not for ever wilt be. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Thank you.
We're thinking about the end. We're living with the end in mind and just asking you for songs that really speak to maybe a song you even want at your funeral that talk about who God has been to you. Great is thy faithfulness is one of the most oft-requested songs as I polled friends on Facebook. And, you know, nothing like friends and family to come through today. Our phone lines weren't working. I think they're open now. You sure can try. But for the first half of the show, they weren't. And I didn't want you to have to sit and listen to me for the full hour. So, of course, my family and my you dear listeners have come through with the texts, and that means so much. 877-933-2484. I've got several questions. You can choose which one you want to answer. Do you have a life verse? Is there a life song that just is one like maybe you want at your funeral? And what do you want to be known for? What do you want to be said of you when it's all been said and done? I would love to know. My brother Jeff says, I like the song Come to the Table by Sidewalk Prophets. I like how they say to come as you are, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you've done, the Lord welcomes and encourages everyone to come to the table. When it's all said and done, I hope people will say that I spent every day trying to know the Lord more intimately to do his will. You do that, Jeff. And his verse is Romans 8:28. For we know that God works all things together for the good, for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And Carissa, our dear listener, she says, beautiful show, Susie. She said, I think I have to say the song is Give Me Jesus. Mine too, honey. And she says, I'd want people to say about me, she loved every single person who crossed her path, regardless of what they stood for, what they did, or how they treated her. And in tasting that love, they were stirred. Wow, beautiful, hon. This is Chrissy, your favorite sister. So that must be my favorite sister. She says, I would say my favorite song is Who You Say I Am by Hillsong. And the reason is because the more I search for God, the more I see my sin and my need for him. This song tells me that I'm not the sin, but I'm his child. And I need that reminder daily as far as how I want to be remembered as someone who trusted God in the storm. You are that person, sis. That's for sure. And this dear listener says, thanks for the words. I'm waiting for me to I'm waiting for it to lift my soul. Enemy himself has me in a corner today, beating me up. Don't know where my army is. Well, right here. We're right here. Father in heaven, I pray for this dear soul. And we stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. And we say, no weapon formed against them will prosper. Any tongue that would try to rise up in judgment will be proven false. I pray you tuck that dear soul under the shadow of your wing, and they would know a protection. And we pray in this case, as they're feeling beat up, that you would fight for them. You would intervene for them. And even now, they would feel the strength rise in their soul. In Jesus' name, we pray. This, dear listener, says, my life has been one of shame and rejection, but praise Jesus for his faithfulness. I don't care if the world remembers me. Only Jesus. Great, great word. That's from Casting Crowns. Cindy says, doxology, how great thou art. Want to pray, praise God for all of his goodness. Any old hymn I heard, fantastic. Zach Williams, good to me. Just wonderful song in its simplicity. Just beautiful. So, so good. Well, we sure love hearing from you. I'm going to put on another song, and this is another well-requested song by Bethel, It Is Well. And if maybe a number of you I know are in the storm right now. I feel like I'm in more of a season of restoration, but my storm lasted a very, very long time. So I have deep, deep passion for those of you still in the storm. I want to hear from you. What's your life song? What do you want to be said of you when it's all said and done? 877-933-2484. I don't know if the phone lines are working, but give them a try. But otherwise, text or email. Email is middays@myfaithradio.com. Let's listen to this great song. Far be it from me tonight. Here's one from my husband. He says, I'm a project manager, which means I manage many different people and projects all at the same time. So here's one of my favorite things. When I tell someone, I'm assigning you this project, here are the resources I'm giving you to get it done, here's when I need it done, then they come back and say, it's done, and it's done well. What next? He said, that makes me so happy. So at the end of my life, I want my heavenly project manager to say, my son, I gave you these assignments. I gave you these resources to get them done, and I gave you the time you needed to do all of them. Then I want him to say, you did them, and you did them well. Then you asked, what next? He said, that would make me so happy. It's beautiful. We'll be back in a minute.
Every day is just another struggle, and every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. We are prevailing. This is a Songs and Verses show. We do it once a month. We open the phone lines to take your calls, and we typically frame it around a theme, and today's theme is living with the end in mind. However, we've had phone issues, so imagine my dismay to show up for a call-in show and not have the phones be able to work. But you have come through in text and email. Cannot even thank you enough. What a moving and heartfelt show this has been. We've played songs that people have requested, songs you would play at your funeral. And again, that's not to be morbid. That's to be wise, to live with the end in mind. We've played Give Me Jesus. We've played Great Is Thy Faithfulness. We've played It Is Well. We're going to play a couple of more, but I just got to read some of these testimonies. This dear one says, I feel like my life will be well lived if it's said of me, nothing good she did was of her own strength. She surrendered herself to God and got out of his way and obediently responded to the whispers in her heart. It was not of her own efforts, but Jesus, and what we saw through her was amazing. Her song would be It Is Well With My Soul. And this dear Alina says, and she's listening live from New York, which is awesome, the Casting Crowns song that I was just bopping around to this morning, because I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to sing. See, nobody but Jesus. Alina, that is a fantastic song. I love it. This dear listener, Mary, says, my favorite verse in the New Testament is, whoever is my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and disclose myself to him. This feels like one of the riches in Christ Jesus. That is so true, Mary. I would love to be known for talking to God all day long and being playful in much of my life. That's what's going to win people to Christ, Mary. I pray that God raises you up and uses you profoundly. If we could be known for walking intimately with God and then enjoying being enjoyed by him, people will come running to Jesus. She says, my song would be my Savior first of all. It's an old one with great words. When my life's work is over and I cross the swelling tide, I shall know him by the nail scars in his hands. Beautiful, Mary. Thank you for that. Just beautiful. Well, then, Bridget says this. Listening from Wisconsin, she says, you just played my song, Give Me Jesus, and Great Is Thy Faithfulness. I want both at my memorial service. I also want my testimony shared. She says, your last share-a-thon, I sent you an email of how I came to know the Lord 42 years ago after having an abortion through a Christian radio station and a humble, obedient exterminator who shared Christ with me and prayed the prayer of salvation. I'm so profoundly grateful for Christ's death on the cross for me. This gratefulness grows more and more with each passing year. I'm so grateful that I am his and he is mine. Oh, so great. And this one, Linda, says, I've requested my beautiful granddaughters who have voices like angels sing, I Can Only Imagine, at my funeral. Beautiful. We're going to play another oft-requested song, Goodness of God by Bethel. And then I'm going to come back and play one that I think everybody's going to love and just read some closing remarks and pray for you. But let's listen to Goodness of God by Bethel.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
song. What a great time today, and it's all because of you chiming in about your life. I want you to live a life that's worthy of the call, that testifies the goodness of God. This is a song that I just love, and it's called When It's All Been Said and Done, and I Want It at My Funeral by Robin Mark. And I'm going to come back and read something to you and then pray over you. Let's listen in.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold and miry clay, making sinners into saints. I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever. For you've shown me heaven's my true home when it's all been said and done. You're my life when life is done. When it's all been said and it's just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Lord, I'll live my life for you.
So John Eldridge asked a friend, what do you want your hero's welcome to be? And his friend said this, I want to finish well. I want to return as a hero, a warrior worthy of the kingdom. I had this vision. I don't know if it was an actual vision or just my heart's expression. I saw myself, sword at my side, shield slung over my back, making my way up the main street of the city. I wore the battle gear of a war, soiled by long years on the front. People lined both sides of the street to welcome me, the great cloud of witnesses, I guess. I recognize hundreds of faces, the faces of those whose freedom I fought for. Their smiles and tears filled my heart with profound joy. As I made my way up the street toward Jesus and our Father, my friends and fellow warriors stepped into the street with me, and we moved forward as a band. I saw angels there, many angels who fought for us, with us, and alongside us. I saw flower petals on the pavement. I saw banners flapping in the breeze. We reached the throne and we knelt. Jesus came forward and kissed my forehead, and we embraced deeply, freely, like I always knew we would. Then my father stepped forward and took my shoulders and said, well done, my son. Very well done indeed. Welcome home. And we embraced. A great cheer went up from the crowd. Let's live as ones who are spoken for. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this Middays with Susie Larson podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of the show, subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of Middays with Susie Larson.